Hello, my love. Welcome to The Vibe. My name is Ashlyn. I'm a subconscious architect and multi-certified spiritual teacher, and this is the Mindflowers podcast. If you're searching for more self-knowledge, more abundance, more life, you just hit a lick, because the Mindflowers podcast is an archive of lessons in spiritual wellness, explorations into self, and interactive practices designed to lead you to your own truth. I'm here to inspire you out of your cycles and into your potential. From my heart chakra to yours, here are some mind flowers. Welcome or welcome back to the Mind Flowers podcast, where we think well so we can live whole. My name is Ashlyn, and I'm so grateful to have you here. It's my intention to offer each episode as a companion to your spiritual journey. Today, I want to talk about living a spiritually satisfying life while juggling our secular responsibilities and obligations. This is what's been on my mind lately. A realization that I recently had was that I was approaching my spiritual practice as a to-do list. Like, did I meditate today? Did I pull my tarot cards? I was checking things off. And since going back to the 9-to-5 vibe, your girl was feeling like I had to make a trade between doing what I want to do. If it was up to me, I'd be meditating, studying spiritual topics, and journaling all day, and, you know, just creating, vibing, whatever, eating, and doing what I have to do, which is I got to show up to work on time 5 days a week. And I was starting to feel a little bit overwhelmed, and maybe you have felt this way too. And then I realized something. It's not about choosing either or. It's about recognizing that everything is a spiritual experience and moving accordingly. I love this quote by Thomas Rich. He says, "If we make the journey properly, everything we encounter is considered a part of it." If we make the journey properly, everything we encounter is considered a part of it. So it's not about eliminating the responsibilities and obligations. It's about becoming bigger than them. That's the soul's assignment. The good news is living and loving the human experience is one of the most spiritual endeavors you can ever embark on. We become bigger than the responsibilities and obligations when we use them as the foundation for our spiritual growth. The beautiful part of this message is you don't have to be anything other than what you are, a human who's trying. And that in itself is a divine journey. The chores of life can be life-enhancing activities where the greatest lessons and the deep, profound heights of the spiritual path can be discovered. So really, this is about applied spirituality, living in such a way that there is no duality, no separation between the spiritual path and how it manifests itself in our everyday lives. Our everyday experiences offer us a gift. Every moment we get to choose to savor this life or to get through it. Savoring our daily moments, you know, like thanking the delivery guy, making room for the car trying to get over, even savoring the simple act of taking a shower. That's how we create spiritual experiences that nourish our soul's journey. It's in these experiences that we meet our own divinity. How we play, explore, tend to our health, how we relate to others, all of that is a reflection of and stimulus for our spiritual growth. To live divinely is to live deliberately, to seek and enjoy a depth of presence in all our affairs. Did you catch that? Living divinely involves seeking out and enjoying deep presence in all that we do. Savoring our moments sets the stage for the divine to take up a starring role in our experience. My big aha moment was realizing that I was mistakenly trying to separate my time between the spiritual and the secular. It's not about making a trade between the two. It's about integrating my secular affairs into my spiritual journey. And this is where equalizing experiences comes in. So I found that equalizing my experiences has helped me reframe things. I no longer feel like I have to juggle between my regular life and my spiritual life because everything I do is an opportunity and adventure for my soul. We're no longer dividing up our day between work time, chore time, play time. All of it is divine time. When we equalize our experiences, we're approaching the events in our lives with the understanding that everything that happens is a doorway, a catalyst for becoming and being our higher self. So having patience with the annoying coworker is a spiritual lesson in grace. Cooking dinner can teach me lessons about myself just as much as a journaling session can. Going for ice cream is just as thrilling as manifesting that thing. What I love about this approach to life is that it reminds me to appreciate my daily routine for what it truly is: special, regular, divinely mundane. For our spiritual practice to be truly transformational, we need to find a way to bring it into every moment of our lives until everything we do is infused with the energy and wisdom of our spiritual journey. This is how we experience the fullness of our human experience. So here are some prompts to help you integrate this concept into your own life. Now, the first one is, how can I bring spirit into the world through my actions? And the next one is, how can I live my life in a way that's an expression of my awakened consciousness? And finally, we have, how can I embody a seamless transition between inner and outer worlds? I invite you to pause this episode and think about or journal your answers to those questions. Are you greeting every day as an opportunity to do the inner spiritual work? Are you inviting God, universe, spirit to join you in your daily tasks? The spiritual journey only becomes meaningful when it's integrated into our personal experience. Feedback from the environment is a necessary part of the process of learning, living, and growing spiritually. Moments of depth and deep connection present themselves in all sorts of places. It's not confined to the 15-minute meditation sessions or the full moon ceremonies. Life becomes divinely mundane when we learn to recognize real-time opportunities to practice the work. The spiritual aha moments we have are brought to life when we use those lessons to navigate our daily routines at the grocery store, the nail salon, or whatever, wherever we may be or might be doing. Truly, the ordinary is a vehicle for our transcendence. Whatever difficulties we may encounter throughout our day is just training for the soul. I've been making it a habit to start asking, what would my higher self do? From our intimate relationships to our workplaces, from making big decisions to navigating conflicts, the real fruits of our spiritual practice emerge in the day-to-day. When we better understand our inner life in order to act more wisely in the world, that's the work in action. That's making the mundane a divine endeavor. If you take anything from this episode, I hope it's this: to be able to recognize the true gift that we have being human, navigating Earth school, leaning into our experiences and using them as a vehicle to our higher selves, the selves our souls came here to be. Thank you so much for listening, for being here. Your presence means so much to me. I cannot wait to talk to you again in February. Until then, have a good one. Stay well. You could be anywhere, but you chose to be here. And for that, I'm forever grateful, because without you, this podcast has no juice. If you're loving this vibe, please spread the word. You can send an episode link to your friends, leave a 5-star review, or you can hit my text line to join the Bloom community. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can check out my online shop, where I offer digital workbooks and masterclasses designed to help you embody what you're learning here on the podcast. You also have the option to leave a donation if you'd like. The links for that and the number to the text line will be down in the show notes. Again, thank you so much for sharing your energy with me today. I love you and I like you.